Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a price war among the major term life carriers. Consider these possible rates. A man age 60, non-tobacco user, could obtain $250,000 of coverage for as little as $85 a month, and this rate is fixed for the next 10 years. We specialize in policies of $250,000 and above. A man age 60, non-tobacco user, may be able to obtain $250,000 of coverage for as little as $135 a month, and this rate is fixed for the next 20 years. That's right, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. For new or replacement term life insurance, call the Term Lifeline now. 800-430-6715. 800-430-6715. 800-430-6715.
Ladies and gentlemen, from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Brought to you by Pasquale's Pizza, Don Pico's, and the Rib Shack.
That's all you had to say.
Also brought to you by our new sponsor, Baystar Security Patrol, Carol's Meats, Midtown Market in Brisbane, California.
I love you, man.
Brought to you by Route 66 Moving and Storage.
That'll be fun, pal.
And the WBO.
I am dangerous.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
Let's not say anything more about the terrible fix we're in. Let's talk about something else.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Well?
Pedro Fernandez.
We haven't one moment to lose.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and, of course, the American Forces Network. My name is Pedro Fernandez. I am your host. I'm also an award-winning writer whose work can be seen 24-7 on the internet at ringtalk.com. Well, lots of controversy to talk about. You know, lots and lots. Boxing controversy? How could it be? Anyway, get this. The state of New Jersey has indefinitely suspended judges Al Bennett, Donald Gibbons, and Hilton Whitaker last week for their decision in the Paul Williams, Arislandi Lara fight. Lara won the fight, I thought, hands down by at least three points, and I gave Paul Williams the benefit of the doubt. Anyway, they've suspended these judges. It's like the first that sets a precedent, folks. This really does. Boxing judges who are either incompetent or corrupt. It can be one or the other. It can't. There's no gray matter here. Either they're incompetent or they're corrupt. One or the other. The bottom line is the state of New Jersey is going to do something about it. They suspended these guys indefinitely. Now, if only we can get Nevada and California to follow suit. I talked with George Dotta, the California State Athletic Commission, this morning, and he's very curious and interested in this new move by the state of New Jersey, so we will see what happens there. We're bringing Kevin Berry, KP. We'll talk about the fights this weekend, and, of course, we'll talk about this big, big thing in New Jersey, the suspension of judges. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and the American Forces Network.
Spark my main nerve.
Today, security is paramount. Now, with that being the way of the world in 2011, Baystar Security Patrol is your security specialist. Whether you need one guard or 50, Baystar Security Patrol CEO Mike Chandra, a 30-year police veteran, is without question the man to call. Be it one-time events or the full-time services of Baystar Security Patrol 24/7, they're available to serve you with a staff of highly competent and well-trained security professionals. Baystar Security Patrol has plainclothes officers available for events. Baystar Security Patrol can be contacted by telephone at 650-259-7661 or go to the internet at baystarpatrol.com. When it comes to your safety, be it your own, your family, or your customers and clients, you want the best available, and that's Baystar Security Patrol. 650-259-7661. BayStarPatrol.com.
For nearly a quarter century, Mike Carroll of Carroll's Meats, Fish, Poultry, and Deli in Brisbane, California, has been our family's meat man. Located at 249 Visitation, Mike Carroll and his crew are experts when it comes to beef, pork, fish, poultry, and of course, their deli sandwiches are an internet rave of Yelp.com. So if you're tired of prepackaged meats, and like me, prefer to watch the butcher cut a steak just how you like them, then stop by Carroll's Meats located at 249 Visitation in Brisbane, California for beef, pork, fish, poultry, and a fine deli, plus a great catering service. Mike Carroll of Carroll's Meats, Fish, Poultry, and Deli in Brisbane, California.
When you're in Brisbane, come by Carroll's Meats. Have a nice tri-tip sandwich.
Give Mike a call at 415-467-3007. That's Carroll's Meats, Fish, Poultry, and Deli at 415-467-3007. Before I get back to kicking A, don't forget the website, folks, 24/7 on the web at ringtalk.com, your inside look into the world of boxing.
All over the country, pizzerias duke it out for supremacy. Pasquale's Pizza and Italian Food, located at the corner of 8th and Irving in San Francisco, is the undisputed heavyweight champ when it comes to pizza, steaks, salads, as well as an outstanding menu of Italian food. Run by the same family for over 50 years, Pasquale's has cultivated customers with a half century of fine dining and service. Open 7 days a week, Friday and Saturday until 1 a.m., Pasquale's has developed an impeccable reputation for their fine food. There's only one heavyweight champion when it comes to Italian food in the city by the bay, and we hope that when you visit San Francisco, you find out for yourself just how good Pasquale's is. In San Francisco, they offer delivery and can be reached at 415-661-2140, and they're also available for private parties or for catering your next banquet. The next time you're in the Bay Area, stop by Pasquale's, located in the Sunset District at the corner of 8th and Irving, and see for yourself why Pasquale's is the undisputed heavyweight champion when it comes to pizzas, steaks, and a fine array of Italian food. Pasquale's Pizza and Italian Food, a proud sponsor of Pedro Fernandez and Ring Talk Worldwide.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Check it, 12 minutes past the hour. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and the American Forces Network. And, of course, we stream worldwide at sportsbyline.com. Lots of things to talk about. First and foremost, as I said, these judges have been suspended in New Jersey for a fight that I thought one man clearly won. The man from Cuba, I'm talking about Mr. Lara, he clearly won the fight. It wasn't a fight in which you could say, well, maybe, or it was a gray area, or it was controversial. There was no controversy here, okay? One guy won, the other guy lost. You know, one guy got pounded like salt, the other guy didn't get pounded like salt. Although Paul Williams threw a lot of punches, this is not the amateur boxing game in which you get credit for throwing punches. And that's what happens in the amateur boxing game. Amateur boxing is essentially fencing now with gloves on, because that's what you do. You make contact with the tip of your glove, bang, 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 bang. If you do that three or four times, that's worth a lot more, get this, than knocking somebody down or knocking somebody out. So you tell me why. But you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing and MMA. We'll talk MMA a little bit later. But when I look at this entire situation, the fact that judges are finally being held accountable. And I wrote a big article on it this morning. In fact, I singled out Texas Judge Gail Van Hoy, because he's like, when it comes to incompetent or corrupt guys, he comes to mind. He's the first guy that comes to mind. I mean, he screwed more fighters than a female groupie I know that's been in boxing for 20 years. I'm telling you. I mean, Gail is just, and he's continued to get major assignment after major assignment after major assignment. So this move by Aaron Davis, the head of the New Jersey State Athletic Control Board, that's what they call it over there, City of the Athletic Commission. Okay, I thought he had hamster-sized stones, but it turns out, you know, he's not. He's got a legitimate pair between his legs. So the bottom line is he has now called these guys on the carpet and put them on suspension, and he sort of alerted the rest of the boxing world that, you know, you can do that if you want to. You really can. I mean, Nevada should have done it a lot of times. I think Dalby Shirley Sharp should have been probably called on the carpet a couple of times for bad scores. I mean, when you think about those of you that go back in time to the Marvin Hagler era when he first fought for the World Middleweight Championship in 1979, I believe, against Vito Adafermo, I think that Dalby had Hagler losing that fight and ended up being a draw. But, you know, I mean, the bottom line is judges need to be held accountable. and there was no way to hold them accountable before. Athletic commissions wouldn't get involved. They say, oh, we're going to review the tape. But you know what? What happens after a guy has been screwed out of a decision? I mean, what recourse does he have? He doesn't have any. It's official. It's final. It's over. There's nothing that can be done about it. Okay? Funny, you know, Nevada jumped in a couple of years ago and took a fight away from Strikeforce welterweight champion. I'm talking about Nick Diaz out of Stockton, California, because he tested positive for marijuana. Took a win away from him because he was tested positive for marijuana. Can you believe that? Yeah, that's what they did. But that's the last time that an athletic commission has really done anything of note, per se. I mean, they didn't spank Antonio Margarito the way they should have here in California. They should have banned him for life. They didn't. He ended up going and getting licensed in Texas after being turned down both in California and Nevada for loading up his hands with plaster of Paris wraps. Okay, so the last time I can remember a judge being, how should we put this, banned or suspended or run out of town was when JoJo Guerra scored the Marvin Hagler, the 1987 Marvin Hagler Sugar Ray Leonard fight, 118-111, I believe, for Sugar Ray Leonard. And that was a 7-5 fight any way you looked at it. If you thought Hagler won the fight, it was 7-5. If you thought Ray won the fight, it was 7-5. It was a 12-round fight. It was a fight in which Ray, who's got a new book out, which is not doing all that well. It's not. I mean, I watched it on Amazon.com, and I've seen it on eBay, and the best autographed copies are offered by Puja Libre on eBay, and I think they're $30 for autographed copies. But they're not doing that well. And a lot of that, has to do with the fact that Ray brought in this homosexual contact with his Olympic judge. I mean, he said the judge, you know, tried to molest me in a car one night. Okay, doesn't name the judge's name. The coaches. The two coaches are dead. Both of the Olympic coaches have died. They've moved on. But Ray didn't bother to mention that in any prior interview ever, but he puts it in the book. Why did he put it in the book? I think he put it in the book because he thought it was selling. I think it's backfired on him. And the bottom line is, I think at the end of the day, people look at Ray Leonard as a prima donna. Although he was a good friend of mine, and we had a good times. We had plenty of good times. Went down and spent a couple weeks with him training in Florida for the Tommy Hearns rematch in 1989. Spent 2 weeks of May of 1989 down there with him. Had a great time. Ran with him every morning. Ate with him in the afternoon. Things like that. Hung out by the pool. We had a great time. Trained with him. I mean, he was always fun to be around, okay? But he was a prima donna. He called his own shots. I mean, that's why he and the Hagler fight, that was it was hokey to begin with. Here's what. It was supposed to be a 15-round fight. But Ray negotiated the fight down to 12 rounds. Gave Marvin like $3 extra million. Then the size of the ring, it was supposed to be a certain size. Ray got a bigger ring for another few million bucks. And then for another few million bucks, I think Ray got the gloves changed. So at the end of the day, Ray Leonard bought the middleweight title that night, and Marvin Hagler pissed it away by not fighting in the first five rounds. He gave away four of the first five rounds, guaranteed, if not five of the first five rounds. How are you supposed to win a 12-round fight if you've given away four or five rounds right out the gate? Anyway, you're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing. KP, ready to rock? Let's go with Kevin Perry, my man down there, of course, from the City of Angels. He is the young man that writes at ringtalk.com. He does some of my web hosting there. And, of course, he is also the guy that sent a letter to Aaron Davis asking that he come on the show. Aaron Davis, of course, the head of the New Jersey State Athletic Commission or the New Jersey State Athletic Control Board, has not responded to that. And it's been 48 hours since we issued that. But, Kev, the entire boxing world seems to be in an uproar now over this fight. Is it really that controversial? I mean, I saw it, I watched it again, and I thought the most atrocious thing about the entire fight, myself, the scoring was bad, the 3 points. I thought that Lara should have won by at least 3 points. But the fact that Max Kellerboy, I call him, okay, went into the corner of Paul Williams in the middle of the fight, went into the corner of Paul Williams and asked his trainer, does he think he should retire because he was losing so badly? I thought that showed no class. I thought I thought it was very unprofessional. What was your take on that, Kev?
Yeah, I thought it was very unprofessional to do that. And I think kind of a little bit influencing, having too much influence on the viewers, obviously, who are watching, making Laura think that, or people think that Laura was totally dominating the fight. which I actually, I think Laura pretty much did dominate the fight. But I thought they were kind of taking it a little bit too far in the sense that he got knocked out in his last fight. And I think the problem with boxing nowadays, in my opinion, is fighters lose once or twice and they act like their career is over. And the bottom line is guys are going to lose fights if they fight good opponents. If you fight bums your whole career, you're probably going to remain undefeated, or maybe you'll lose once, or you won't take a whole lot of damage. But I think there's too much made out of guys being knocked out. I understand it does take quite a bit out of you, but guys who were fighting in the 1950s and the 40s and guys who had over 100 bouts, those guys were taking a lot more punishment, and they were able to fight long careers with a lot more bouts. I don't see why guys nowadays can't be knocked out once or twice and still sustain a pretty good career without taking too much damage.
Okay,
though Paul Williams is a brawler and he does take more damage than most fighters.
Yeah, but the bottom line is at the end of the day, I mean, should somebody be interrupting a corner man? I mean, a corner man is concentrating on the fight. I having worked amateur corners, never worked a professional corner, worked an amateur corner. I used to have parents come up to me and tell me, my kid's not doing this or my kid's not doing that, or a friend come up and bother me. I called it molestation, okay, of a corner man, because a corner man's concentrating on strategy, how his fighter's doing, what's going on in the fight, what he's going to do when the guy comes back for his one-minute break, the whole nine yards. I mean, this is all part of being a boxer and being a trainer and being a corner man. And when I thought what Max Kellerboy did the other night, you know, if Max didn't have connections, if Max wasn't the rich guy that he is, if he didn't have such a almost incestuous relationship with Ross Greenberg, the HBO CEO of sports, I think he would have been fired. He should have been fired for that. He should have been fired for a long time ago. Max looks like a deer in the headlights, man. They just won't let Max go. There's lots of guys out there that are qualified, myself included, but there's lots of guys out there with more qualifications than Max Kellerman. But Max got the gig because you know why? He's got the complexion and the connection.
Oh, I agree with you. And one thing that really bothers me with him talking to Paul Williams' trainer in between rounds is it kind of appears that the people who are Max Kellerman interviewing him, for example, or with someone else, it's almost like they're influencing the way that he's training his fighter and the types of instruction that he's getting in the corner. And I don't think it's right for TV crews to basically be involved in the actual fight that's going on. Their job is there to be a fly on the wall, I guess you could say, and give commentary, but not to immerse themselves into the actual event itself in that level. And I think that's what's pretty wrong about it in that sense.
KP, stay right where you're at. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Send me an email, Ring Talk, one word, RINGTALK, ringtalk@yahoo.com. Sort of a big weekend in boxing coming up. We'll talk about that with Kevin Perry a little bit more right here on Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Want a new computer or laptop, but your credit is holding you back? No problem. Tronix Country says you're approved. Guaranteed. Listen closely. Be one of the first 50 callers and get a free LCD TV and free color printer with your paid purchase. Call 1-800-717-5719. We're talking about you getting a brand new name brand computer like a Dell, HP, or Acer. There's no credit check and your approval is guaranteed. If you're 21 years or older, have an active bank account, and can afford low weekly payments, you're already approved for a brand new name brand computer. Guaranteed. We'll even report your payments so you can start to turn your credit around. Be one of the first 50 callers right now to lock in your free color printer and free LCD TV. Call 1-800-717-5719. Again, 800-717-5719. That's 800-717-5719.
Would you serve your family water that's loaded with prescription drugs and pesticides? Over 53 million Americans are drinking water with contaminants that are tested to be above the federal health guidelines. Call Aquasana Water today and speak with one of our water specialists, and we'll give you a free analysis of the drinking water in your area. Call right now. 800-608-5769. 800-608-5769. Our filter systems are certified to reduce contaminants and leave in the minerals for crisp, clean, and healthy water for you and your family. We want to help clean up the water supply in your area one home at a time. So call us right now, speak with a water specialist, and get a free analysis of the drinking water in your area. Call right now. 800-608-5769. 800-608-5769. 800-608-5769.
If you are in any trouble with the IRS, this message is for you. If the IRS is garnishing your wages, sending threatening letters, placed liens on your personal property, you still have rights. Ameristar Tax Centers wants to give you free information and a free consultation to show you how to save the maximum amount of money. Our expert team of tax professionals goes to work right away to negotiate the lowest payment possible. We'll represent you before the IRS or state taxing authority. Our results speak for themselves. So call us today for a free, no obligation, one-on-one consultation.
Be careful. The IRS can coerce you into paying more than you actually owe.
Ameristar is a certified member of the Tax Freedom Institute. We know your rights. We know how to get you maximum relief.
So call for free information now.
800-583-1974. 800-583-1974. Help is here. Call 800-583-1974.
Make it 27 minutes past the hour. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and the American Forces Network, and of course, live around the world on the fabulous internet at sportsbyline.com. Want to mention the Tower of Power, my house band. You just heard them there. They are in Europe as I speak. Played the Netherlands. They're in Italy. They're in France. Tower of Power is doing the world. Of course, when they come back, they'll start working on a new studio album, and that'll be a highly anticipated piece of work. But, of course, right now they've got Tower of Power 40 years, the DVD, the CD. It's available at Amazon.com, but I suggest you go to TowerofPower.com, check out Pedro's Song of the Month there, and then buy the DVD and CD from the band itself. You are tuned to the longest-running fight show in history, Ring Talk Live Worldwide. We're talking about controversial scoring and the fact that Al Bennett, Donald Givens, and Hilton Whitaker, who none of us know, preliminary-type judges, were given the main event last week in place of judges from New Jersey like Julie Letterman, Harold Letterman's daughter, John Stewart, Joe Pasquale, even Steve Weisfeld, I mean, who isn't the greatest judge in the world, but a lot of these guys, I think, wouldn't have come up with the score that was come up with. Anyway, the bottom line is these judges have been suspended. And then earlier in the week, my man at ringtalk.com, I talk about Mad Manny Caballero, wrote a story in the Shovel Punch column. We was talking about a couple of weeks ago when ESPN2's Friday Night Fights decided they were going to put a judge's view camera on their first fight of the night. Of course, that featured Mike Dallas of Fresno, California, 17-2-1 now, 7 KOs. He lost via a majority decision, even though one judge had it even at 95-95. The other two went with Mauricio Herrera, who's now 18-1 with 7 KOs. The scores were 98-92 and 96-94. Now, Dallas is disgusted. He's a second-generation boxer. Mike Dallas Sr., as his father, wasn't a bad fighter from Fresno. But the bottom line is he was disgusted with the scoring. He says boxing's not any fun anymore. And then ESPN tries to implement this experiment, and according to Manny and the results, it didn't work either. Kev, how can you hold judges accountable?
I think the only way you can really hold judges accountable is actually kind of what they did this weekend with suspending the judges. But at the same time, I think and I don't want to be too critical of Aaron Davis here because he did suspend the guys. But I think to me, in kind of a way, it's kind of a cop-out because in the reality is they're the ones who appointed the judges. The judges made a mistake, but they knew the judges were inexperienced judges who shouldn't have been judging about it that magnitude. And I think commissioners and people who are in a position of authority need to be held accountable just as much as the people they appoint. And I think that's why we kind of need a national commission to oversee some of these state commissions, which really don't have people who are doing what's in the best interest of the sport.
Well, I agree with you, and I've been behind a national boxing commission or a national boxing board or a national boxing czar for many, many years.
But we're preaching to the choir, though, right?
Yeah, this is true. But you got to credit ESPN for trying with that judges view camera. I mean, I thought that was a good idea, but it didn't work, obviously, because, you know, the judges had it wrong. The judges blew that fight up. So the bottom line is you think that was a good move by Aaron Davis. But then again, I mentioned the fact, and you mentioned it as well, that these people had very little experience, and he had people like Julie Letterman judging the semi-main event and things like that. And Julie's got a world of credit. And speaking of Letterman, Harold Letterman will be on the show Saturday morning. It's 11 a.m. Pacific time, 2 p.m. Eastern time, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and the American Forces Network, so you can listen to and or talk with the great Harold Letterman, the HBO boxing judge. Of course, he's been a judge since 1968. He's been around the block 10 times. He's the nicest guy in the world, and he's a lovely, lovely guest and a wonderful man. So we will have him Saturday morning right here on Ring Talk Live Worldwide, 11 a.m. Pacific time, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. But he had it, I think, 117-111. That's 9-3 in rounds. Was it really that one-sided in your mind?
I thought it was that one-sided. I watched the bout about three times, and I think the second and third time I watched it, I really watched it from the perspective where I tried to see if I could give Paul Williams the benefit of the doubt in some possible swing rounds. But the reality was is one guy was throwing and landing all the clean blows. Paul Williams was doing some pretty good work on the inside, but most of his punches weren't really all that effective. So if you were going to tend to try to score an activity, maybe there was some rounds in there you could have gave him, maybe in the middle round, maybe early, it's possible. But at the end of the day, when you're scoring a bout, you're scoring who's doing more damage. Which guy's landing the cleaner shot? Who's hurting his opponent? And a lot of times what I noticed is Laura wasn't very busy on the inside, but what he did was he kind of smothered Paul Williams. His defense was pretty good. He was blocking a lot of the punches. Paul Williams' shots looked like they were landing, but they really weren't landing very clean or with much effect. So I think the 117-111 is definitely legitimate, or 116-112, but anything closer than that I think is giving Paul Williams a little bit too much credit for the work he was doing.
Good enough. We're talking with Kevin Perry, folks, KP of Ring.
Actually, I want to interject here. The three judges who judged the fight, from what I was reading today, they actually judged about four other bouts that were on the same card. So that was really interesting to me, why were they judging that many bouts on the card? And I'm wondering if that actually had an effect on their overall judging in the main event, because they had done, three bouts prior, and a swing bout actually right before the main event they judged.
Good point. One more point before I want to make before I let you go. Floyd Mayweather was burning money this week, and of course, the last time he threw some money around a Las Vegas disco, it turned out to be counterfeit because some guy went to a Las Vegas gas station, tried to fill up his tank, and the cops came and grabbed him. I mean, what's up with Floyd?
Well, I think Floyd Mayweather, he kind of reminds me of a little kid in ways, kids nowadays, they're not like when we were growing up, we used to go outside and play, and we were very happy doing activities, and nowadays kids, it's like they got to be playing video games. They get bored really easy. So I think he's got so much money, he has to do these things to entertain himself, and that's what it appears to me. He just kind of ran out of exciting things to do, so figures if he burns money, he'll get himself some attention, and that's kind of his personality nowadays.
Good enough, Kev. Thanks for the call. I got to run. Thanks so much.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Kevin Perry of ringtalk.com. Folks, I want to give you an update on the Joe Diaz. Of course, Joe Diaz, the trainer down there in Phoenix, Arizona, young man, 71 years old now. But he had a massive heart attack on May the 5th. And, of course, he collapsed in his gym, and he was forced back to work because the Arizona Athletic Commission took away his license for 5 years, and he couldn't get any work. And then, of course, he had to go back to work as a plumber at the age of 70, and he suffered this massive heart attack. And, of course, the top-ranked promoter, I'm talking about Peter McKinn, is in jail down there in Phoenix, Arizona, as I speak. He's under Sheriff Joe's, wearing the pink underwear and all that kind of good stuff, you know, when they turn those guys out in those prison camps out there in the heat in the desert. But the bottom line is the Arizona Athletic Commission is about to get – they've been sued. I mean, there's been a claim been made for like $27 million. But Joe Diaz is coming back. He's getting it together. His attorney, Edward Mariarty, the former law partner of Jerry Spence, the television lawyer you see all the time on CNN, Larry King, and he wears like the cowboy type of guy. Anyway, his buddy, his ex-partner, Edward Mariarty, is taking care of Joe Diaz's work, and now he's going to move his case, his entire office, to Phoenix, Arizona for 4 to 6 months so he can start squeezing these stones with people like John Montano, former athletic commission head, and of course the former commissioner and chairperson, Mary Rose Wilcox. Of course, she was indicted for 35 felonies just a couple of years ago and a year and a half ago. And then the city attorney decided not to prosecute her. Talk about political power. I have never seen a woman with so much political power in my entire life. But guess what, baby? It's coming to an end. Just like when that guy squeezed off a round into her big fat derriere about 8 or 10 years ago. Actually shot her in the butt with a gun at a council meeting. I kid you not. The bottom line is she's about to get shot again, but this time civilly and maybe criminally. You tune to Ring Talk Live worldwide in the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and the American Forces Network. We're going to talk MMA with Slammin' Sammy Perez. We do have open phone lines, 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. But back to Joe Diaz. I want to mention this. His mother died June 15th. Joe was in the hospital. 1 week before he died, 1 week before his mother died, she was able to sing Happy Birthday to her eldest son. So that was something special. Carmen, we miss you. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live worldwide.
Whether you live in the San Francisco Bay Area or you're visiting for business or pleasure, if you crave fine Mexican cuisine, Don Pico's Original Mexican Bistro, located at 461 El Camino in San Bruno, California, is the only place to go. With award-winning chef Isaac Mejia in charge, Don Pico's is without a doubt both a customer and food critic's dream. With organic recipes highlighted by Neiman Ranch meats and five-star service, Don Pico's Original Mexican Bistro has no peers. They're open Monday through Saturday from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. Don Pico's Original Mexican Bistro can be contacted by phone for a party or special events catering at 650-589-1163 or check out their website at donpicosbistro.com. The critics, customers, Yelp, and Google all rate Don Pico's Original Mexican Bistro numero uno. Find out why. For more information, go to their website, www.donpicosbistro.com, or call 650-589-1163.
When famous people or regular folks are in San Francisco, they all go to one place when they want great ribs. It's the Famous Rib Shack in San Bruno, California. With an organic array of ribs, meats, and chicken, the world-famous Rib Shack, located at 223 El Camino Real, that's a half mile south of Highway 380 in San Bruno, is where the president and his crew eat. And anytime baseball legend Dusty Baker is in town, he too makes sure that the Famous Rib Shack is on his agenda. And when we throw a party here at the Sports Byline Studios, the Famous Rib Shack has supplied us with the world's best ribs. You can order online anytime at FamousRibShack.com or give them a call at 650-952-2809. Now remember, you don't have to be the president to get the best ribs in the world. Just stop by the Famous Rib Shack at 223 El Camino in San Bruno. Check out the FamousRibShack.com website. The Famous Rib Shack, San Bruno, California, a proud sponsor of Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
You know, I'm knocking out all bums, and wait a second. I'm on the web 24/7. I'm talking about the website, folks, ringtalk.com, your inside look into the world of boxing.
Today, security is paramount. Now, with that being the way of the world in 2011, Baystar Security Patrol is your security specialist. Whether you need one guard or 50, Baystar Security Patrol CEO Mike Chandra, a 30-year police veteran, is without question the man to call. Be it one-time events or the full-time services of Baystar Security Patrol 24/7, they're available to serve you with a staff of highly competent and well-trained security professionals. Baystar Security Patrol has plainclothes officers available for events. Baystar Security Patrol can be contacted by telephone at 650-259-7661 or go to the internet at baystarpatrol.com. When it comes to your safety, be it your own, your family, or your customers and clients, you want the best available, and that's Baystar Security Patrol. 650-259-7661. Baystarpatrol.com.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Hey, Jerry, let my boys harmonize here. Mighty, mighty, mighty Tower of Power, folks, just doing what they do best, harmonizing, mixing that soul music, that Oakland-style soul music, of course. Check them out at towerofpower.com. Speaking of Towers of Power, we got one on the line when it comes to the world of MMA. I'm talking about our very own Slammin' Sammy Perez. What's up, Big Sam?
Hey, Joe. How's it going, buddy?
Okay, question of the hour. You posted on the website earlier this week. When is getting knocked out too often or too many times, too many times? Let's talk about that. You brought up Wanderlei Silva. Well, tell me about his recent fights.
Well, sadly, Pedro, in his most recent fight, which was less than 2 weeks ago at UFC 132, and this was after coming off a 16-month layoff due to injury, Wanderlei Silva, who, you know, he only knows one way to fight, and that's coming straight forward. Unfortunately, it took all of 27 seconds for Chris Lieben to put him asleep with one uppercut to the chin. So this is a product. He's only 2-6 in his last 8 fights. We're talking about a legendary fighter in mixed martial arts, an icon in the sport. At only 34 years old, it pretty much looks like his best days are behind him. And a lot of that has to do with the fact that in his last few fights, you know, he's taken one too many punches.
Okay, but it's not only in boxing, in contact sports. I'm talking about boxing, fighting sports. In other words, boxing and MMA. But NFL players, they've had head problems as well from concussions. I always thought that Mark Gasson was a little goofy before he got into boxing, and I think that was from, you know, slamming heads on the line there, being an NFL All-Pro lineman. Let's talk about the other sports. What about this guy, Dave Duerson? He died earlier this year at the age of 50. They examined his brain. What was the results of that examination, Sammy?
Well, basically, Dave Duerson, who is a former defensive back on that great 1985 Super Bowl-winning Chicago Bears championship team, he committed suicide earlier this year. And what they found, one of the things that Dave Duerson, he kind of felt, apparently he had been dealing with a lot of issues over the last few years, which was basically due to concussions he had suffered throughout his career. And he had asked, before, nobody knew he was going to do this, but before he committed suicide, he had said that upon his death, he wanted his brain to be examined by the Boston University team of doctors there. And what they found was he suffered, and he was the 15th NFL brain that had been examined over the last few years. And out of those 15, 14 had found to have severe trauma within the brain cells that were due to
contact.
Contact.
Yeah.
There you go. Contact, Pedro, that they suffered throughout their athletic career. And you brought up Mark Gastineau. Honestly, you'll probably hit the nail right on the head, Pedro, but sadly, this type of testing has only come up in the last few years, and with a lot of it with NFL players. And the more it's starting to come, the more you're starting to see more and more rules applied within the league trying to protect the players as much as possible. There's even been talk that somewhere down the line, NFL or football as we know it might not be played the same way. But who's to say?
Well, Troy Aikman retired because of too many concussions. Didn't Steve Young?
Steve Young's another guy.
Yeah, no, I mean,
Wade Corbett of the New York Jets. Al Toon, formerly of the New York Jets, he was a prominent wide receiver in the league. He only played 5 years, and he was forced to retire because of too many concussions. And we're talking about guys that are wearing not even protective gear. We're talking about helmets.
Yeah.
But what people fail to realize is that while the helmets themselves protect the skull, the brain is
still bouncing around.
Encased inside the skull gets thrown around. Exactly, Pedro.
Okay. I'm going to explain to our listeners right now, because I just got a quick email here. What is a concussion? A concussion is when the brain bleeds. It's bleeding of the brain. That's what a concussion is. There have been severe concussions. There's been minor concussions. I'm pretty sure a lot of people listening to this show right now have fallen down at one time or another and suffered a concussion. Maybe they didn't even know it. But the bottom line is, guys like Roy Jones, who just got knocked out about 2 or 3 weeks ago in Russia, he's been knocked out several times, 4 of 7 losses. He's gone 5-7 in his last 12 fights. 4 of those 7 losses have been by knockout. You think that Roy's a little smarter than that. And Roy had the nerve to say that Paul Williams is headed for some brain damage the other night after getting licked like a stamp by Mr. Lara of Cuba. But who is that sort of like the kettle calling itself black? With Roy Jones saying that?
Yes and no, Pedro. You know, sadly, as you indicated, Roy Jones Jr. has had to learn the hard way. It is my hope, and I'm pretty sure it is yours and many boxing fans as well, that Roy Jones Jr. finally came to light and listening to his own words as he watched that Paul Williams fight last week. You know, I, as well as yourself, heard the commentary, and I was blown away as I'm listening to him, because I'm thinking to myself, I thought Max Kellerman might come out the mouth and kind of confront Roy Jones Jr. and say, you know, Roy, while you're saying all
No, Max is gutty enough to go into some guy's corner. He's got the stones to go into some guy's corner. He's getting the crap knocked out of him, okay, and insult his trainer and insult him and this and that. But he won't get on Roy Jones. Roy Jones might slap him. And, you know, if he ever slapped Max would suffer more than a concussion.
No, I understand what you're saying. I just thought him or Gary Popper might tell him, or Bob Popper might tell him that, you know, Roy, if you listen to yourself, talking about Paul Williams here, why can't you heed your own advice? Not necessarily in those words, but I thought maybe somebody might confront him in that fashion, and maybe it wasn't the right place to do it on air. I'm assuming somebody may have said something to him off air. But it is my hope that he finally heard himself and saw firsthand what people have been telling him for the last few years, and then hopefully that it may finally, you know, shed a light in his dome.
You brought up the great fight in March of 1990. I was there. I sat in the 8th or 9th row. Can't remember exactly which one it was, but I was real close to the ring, of course, when Richard Steele stopped the fight between the great Julio Cesar Chavez and Meldrick Taylor. Meldrick Taylor was ahead on points. Meldrick had been knocked down by a vicious punch. He had been beaten severely by Chavez, even though he was ahead on points, I mean, by a point or two, but he was beaten severely. He went 14-7 after that, and now he sounds like a cartoon. He can't even sign his entire name anymore. When he does autographs, he signs Mel, because he can't sign Meldrick Taylor. He has to sign Mel. Holy cow. Him and Jermaine Taylor, of course, the 2000 Olympic bronze medalist. The guy went 1-4 in his last 5 fights. I think he's been knocked out 3 times. When is enough enough? Are the athletic commissions doing enough to protect these guys, Sammy?
I don't think so. I think that, you know, the testing that we're talking about, neurological testing of the brain, I'm not sure if that's taken. I'm pretty sure they do some neurological testing, but I don't think it's as advanced enough or intense enough to determine whether or not a fighter is fit to continue to fight. The bottom line is this, Pedro. You or I, it doesn't take a brain surgeon to figure it out. There's no way. We're talking about legendary fighters here. Roy Jones Jr. in boxing, and Wanderlei Silva in MMA, Chuck Liddell in MMA. It doesn't take a rocket scientist or a brain surgeon to figure out that once these guys get their lights punched out, I mean, severely once, it takes its toll, and it's obvious in the way, you know, before Chuck Liddell got knocked out for the first time the way he did, he never showed a proficiency or an inability to take a punch. After that, boom, once he got hit, he's out, he's gone. And, you know, the same with Roy Jones Jr. So
Roy Jones, of course, getting knocked out by Antonio Tarver and then Glenn Johnson in his next 2 successive fights.
I mean, you had the video on your website, what happened to Roy Jones Jr. a month ago in Russia.
Wow, that was ugly.
I mean, it's sad, you know. It's sad to see that, you know. So it's unfortunate. I think the athletic commissioners definitely need to take heed in terms of neurological testing of the brain. I don't know how intense it could be, though.
But, Sam, if they got really intense about this, okay, and the NFL really got serious about this, wouldn't they eliminate all contact sports?
This is that, and you know as well as I do, Pedro. I mean, listen, I don't want it to happen. I'm a fan of these sports, okay? But and the bottom line is it would never happen because, you know, money makes the world go round. Money is what generates the activity in these sports. And with the millions and millions of dollars involved in football and boxing, there's no way this will happen. But it does make you wonder. I don't know.
See, we're stuck between the rock and the hard place there, aren't we? As far as the
NFL. For sure, because I'm thinking to myself, okay, what about this, Pedro? Like, in professional boxing, do you institute headgear? And obviously,
headgear does the same thing the helmet does in professional football. It sort of absorbs, it takes away from the cosmetic injury, but it doesn't do anything about the internal.
Less bruises, but that doesn't lessen the injuries to the brain.
Good point. We're talking with Salmon Slammin' Sammy Perez, folks. He has an article at ringtalk.com he's put up in the last couple of days. It's called MMA and Boxing, How Many Losing Fights is Too Many. It's a pretty interesting story. One other thing before we get going. Mirko Krokop, he was a star. I mean, a star in the world of MMA, of course, especially over in Pride. And Fedor as well. Fedor was a star. Both these guys have been drilled. You think that once their ticket's punched, is that what you were saying earlier, that once the ticket's been punched, the ticket is invalid from that point forward?
I think in terms of Mirko Krokop, that is the case. And, you know, it's funny you should bring up his name because it was just announced today that he's fighting at UFC 137 at the end of October against Roy Nelson in Las Vegas. So, unfortunately, in terms of his case, he's still doing it. Now, Fedor Emelianenko will fight in two weeks at the end of July against Dan Henderson. With Fedor, honestly, he's really only taken one beating, and that was in his last fight against Antonio Silva. He was never really out, although he was bombarded pretty good by the Giant. Before that, his other loss was an early submission to Fabricio Werdum. So it remains to be seen whether or not that beating from Antonio Silva took its toll on Fedor. But as far as Krokop is concerned, I wouldn't be surprised to see if Roy Nelson punches his lights out that night.
You know, having met Silva, he's like 7 foot tall. He's one of the creepiest guys I've ever been around in my life. I mean, he's just like, how can I put this? He's like Magilla Gorilla in Mr. Peeble's Pet Shop in that 1960s cartoon. I kid you not. This guy just looks like one big gorilla. Is he really for real, or did he get lucky that night?
No, he's legit, Pedro. He's very legit. I mean, we're talking about a guy that also owns a victory over Fabricio Werdum, who beat Fedor. And so, but we also, you know, you're talking about the massive size of this guy. We're not talking about just a 7-footer that you would see in the NBA. We're talking about a guy that's pretty much a giant. I forget the scientific term, cryomegaly or whatever, giantism, basically. And so his hands are massive. And the fact is that we're talking about a guy who's not only a giant, but a skilled giant. So is he for real? Yes, he's for real, especially in Strikeforce. He's definitely for real in that tournament.
And you're for real as well. We will talk Saturday morning, 11 a.m. Pacific time, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, Slammin' Sammy Perez of ringtalk.com. Sam, say hello to the wife for me because I know I take you away from her a lot.
Don't worry, Pedro. She don't mind. Thank you.
All right, take good care. Slammin' Sammy Perez. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and MMA. Harold Lederman will be one of our guests on Saturday morning, 11 a.m. Pacific time, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and, of course, the American Forces Network.
Great shot, Bob. I think you're on.
I just followed your lead.
Hey, by the way, did you break ground on your new building?
No way. I'm holding off until I see what the future holds.
So you're seeing a fortune teller or
something? You know what I mean. Things look a little uncertain.
The only thing certain in business is if you're not growing, you're losing. Yeah, we just opened our fifth facility last week. If you're following my lead, you'll call General Steel. Their pre-engineered steel buildings could save you as much as half the cost compared to conventional buildings. And they're up in nearly half the time, and back with a 50-year structural warranty.
Yeah, but steel buildings...
Hey, you've seen my building. Does it look like steel?
No, it looks great.
Ask about rebates that could save you up to $20,000. Look, you can stop paying rent and own a building that suits your business better, and probably saves you money by operating more efficiently. In times like these, don't stop spending, just spend wisely.
Call 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298.
If you are in any trouble with the IRS, this message is for you. If the IRS is garnishing your wages, sending threatening letters, placed liens on your personal property, you still have rights. Ameristar Tax Centers wants to give you free information and a free consultation to show you how to save the maximum amount of money. Our expert team of tax professionals goes to work right away to negotiate the lowest payment possible. We'll represent you before the IRS or state taxing authority. Our results speak for themselves. So call us today for a free, no-obligation, one-on-one consultation.
Be careful. The IRS can coerce you into paying more than you actually owe.
Ameristar is a certified member of the Tax Freedom Institute. We know your rights. We know how to get you maximum relief.
So call for free information now.
800-583-1974. 800-583-1974. Help is here. Call 800-583-1974.
Smart investors pay attention to contrarian views. Barron's gives investors the perspective they need to anticipate the market's twists and turns and find profitable opportunities along the way. Barron's provides the investing ideas and insights you need to protect and grow your portfolio. It offers in-depth coverage and analysis of sectors and companies. And Barron's columnists cover all the market's action, so you'll know what happened and why, and be prepared for what's to come. Barron's delivers strategic thinking and practical ideas to help you make smarter decisions about when, where, and how to invest. And for intraday market analysis, there's Barron's.com, offering powerful investment tools like Stock Screener and Stock Grader. Get 8 weeks of Barron's plus Barron's.com, all for only $19.95. This offer is available to new subscribers in the contiguous U.S. only.
Call now toll-free 800-356-9700. That's 800-356-9700 for Barron's. See what others don't.
Check it. 57 minutes past hour. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and, of course, the American Forces Network. We're going to say hello to all the men and women out there in uniform today and tonight, or this afternoon, wherever you happen to be listening to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, around this fabulous world on the internet at sportsbyline.com. A couple things I want to talk about. First of all, George Kimball, one of my boxing buddies, and he was a drinking buddy, and he was a heavy smoker, a heavy drinker, and a heavy rider. He was a heavy dude. He was a heavyweight, ever there was one. He broke for the Boston Herald. He died about a week ago now from cancer of the esophagus, and of course that was brought on by his smoking. But he was a Grizzly Adams type of guy, but he was really like a Shirley Temple type of guy. I mean, he was really, really a nice man. And I remember one night in 1989, I had just retired from boxing a year before after winning 7 championships, including 4 Northern California Golden Glove titles. Okay, I had just retired from boxing, and I was sort of called Toucan Dan. It's not like now where I can put away 4 or 5 shots, okay, or doubles, okay? But no. Back in the day, I was Toucan Dan, okay? And George Kimball was sitting at the Irish Pub Bar, and it was in August of 1989. Mike Tyson had just destroyed Carl the Truth Williams. And George Kimball was sitting there about, I think it's about 2:15 in the morning. We sat down together. He says, "Kid, I'll buy you all the drinks and food that you want." So I had 2 drinks. I was drunk. Anyway, I went upstairs to the Irish Pub, went to sleep. I was dehydrated, felt like I needed something to drink as far as thirst was concerned. I came back downstairs about 5:30, 5:45 in the morning. Guess what? George Kimball's there again. He's still in the same bar stool, still in the same position. So I had one more drink with him and slept till noon. But the bottom line was he died in the last week of cancer, and I miss him, and he was a great guy and a Hall of Famer, no question about it. And along with him and Jack Fisk and some of the old boxing writers of days gone by, Pat Putnam of Sports Illustrated. You really miss these old curmudgeons. You really do. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Saturday morning, 11 a.m., I'll have Harold Letterman on the show and Professor Chuck Marbury of ringtalk.com. Next Thursday night, we'll check in with Mad Manny Caballero. He's a hell of a writer from ringtalk.com. Until then, much peace, much love, much respect.
Don't forget to visit one or all of our fine local advertisers the next time you're in the San Francisco Bay Area. That's right. Go to ringtalk.com to find out more about all of them. And hey, if you have a business and you like to advertise on Ring Talk in your town, send me an email, ringtalk@yahoo.com.